You say in your book that was a bestseller back in the mid-90s, I'm dyslexic.
I am indeed.
What does that mean?
Well, it means I struggle to read. I faked it as a kid. I was pretty good at memorizing things, and still am a terrible speller and transpose numbers and letters all the time. And I have a son who inherited that, and he struggled with the same thing and has done very well through perseverance. And many people who are dyslexic are also different kinds of thinkers. I mean, Norbert Wiener was dyslexic. A lot of scientists have this sort of way of learning which requires doing it differently than most people.
So when you pick up a book and look at it, how does it look different to you?
Well, dyslexia comes in many flavors. So, you know, I'd almost say that mine is mild. I enjoy reading these days, but I read slower than most people. There are some forms of dyslexia where reading is really a struggle, and you avoid it as much as possible.
How do you learn then?
Well, you learn by listening, you learn by doing, you learn by making. And a lot of people who do their learning by doing become to some degree more creative. They're accustomed to making things. And you ask a question and some person will say, well, I'll go read about it or I'll study it. And another person says, well, let's build it and try it. Let's see if it'll work. And it's a much more, if you will, constructionist approach to learning.